Today, I'm going to share the top AI stocks I'm invested in my $4 million TD Ameritrade portfolio. As I've shared in my previous videos, my total portfolio is at $7 million and I hold a portion of it here. I'm going to conduct a quick Investiva Diamond analysis, also known as the IDDA, on each of these assets so you can decide if these assets are suitable for your portfolio at the current market price, and if not, how low the price can go for them to make sense from a value investing perspective. Towards the end of this video, I'll also be sharing my top electric vertical takeoff and landing, also known as eVTOL stocks, and I'll reveal which one of them has been the best performer, so stay tuned until the very end. I'm going to be sharing my screen on video here, so if you're tuning in on our podcast, make sure to head over to my YouTube channel to get an immersive take on my analysis. I'll share the link in the description area. With that, let's cue in the intro and let's go!
Take your Wealth Diva journey with me. We are the Invest Divas, we're the Business Divas, the Wealth Divas, the Millionaire Divas, we are the Abundance Divas. Each week when you join me, you're going to move the needle towards creating the love, the joy, the wealth, the freedom, and the abundance you truly desire.
Hey, Invest Divas and Divos, my name is Kenna Daniel. I'm the CEO of InvestDiva.com and the founder of Wealth Diva, where we teach you how to take control of your financial future and make your money work for you. My goal with this channel is to help you learn the methods to go from wherever you are right now to a million-dollar portfolio and more. That being said, I'm not your financial advisor. All I'm sharing today is my opinion on my own holdings in my very own investment portfolio. You should not invest in the stock market if you don't know your unique risk tolerance. And so if you don't know your most current risk tolerance, go ahead and grab my free risk management toolkit so they can create an investment strategy that is best suited to your financial goals and your current financial situation. You can grab my risk management toolkit after attending my free Make Your Money Work For You masterclass. I'll add the link to the description below. Now let's head over to my portfolio. As you can see in my $4 million portfolio, my top holdings include AI stocks such as Nvidia, Meta, Microsoft, Apple, and Tesla. I've been buying Nvidia since 2016. However, if you've been following me on social media, you'd know that I sold 90% of my Nvidia shares in April 2023 to pay for the down payment of our dream 10,000 square feet home right now that I'm sitting in right now. With that, I'm currently in buyback mode for Nvidia, and I would like to know what would be the best price to get in. Looking at Nvidia's chart going back to 2015 and beyond, you'll notice that Nvidia has a tendency of growing around 1000% and then dropping to around 50 to 68% Fibonacci retracement level. So if Nvidia stock were to follow the same rhythm, we could see its price ballooning up to around $1,000 per share in the coming years. Looking at the daily chart, however, it has been going up for quite a while and reached all-time high levels back in July. Adding the relative strength index to the bunch, we can see that its price has been slightly overbought, and using the Fibonacci retracement levels, we'll notice that the support levels for Nvidia in the medium term are around $400 and $337. Next point of Investiva Diamond analysis is market sentiment. I want to know what the rest of the market think about the stock. We have a mixed bunch of buyers and sellers. Morningstar seems not to be a fan of Nvidia's, given it only 2 stars. And on StockCore.io, it has been marked as overvalued. From a fundamental point of view, we know that Nvidia has been in the right place at the right time. They have been in AI for years before it even became a fad. So I am certainly long-term bullish on the stock. But even for me, who sold 90% of my shares, and I really, really want to get back in, current market price is a bit of a stretch. So I'm considering to setting buy limit orders at these prices and being patient with getting in. Next on the list, we actually have Baidu that is not performing as well as stocks like Nvidia. I'm down 5%. And looking at Baidu's chart, we'll see that it has found consolidation for quite a few years with resistance at around 156. It is way below the all-time high levels, so I believe there is considerable amount of growth potential in this stock. Market sentiment seems to unanimously be bullish. Even Morningstar has given it 4 stars, and StockCore.io has marked it as fairly priced. That being said, since I've already invested $100,000 in Baidu, I'm not looking to buy more of this asset. If I didn't have any Baidu stocks and wanted to just start getting in, I would consider setting buy limit orders at these key psychological levels, including 140, 128, and 117. Next up, we have Meta, a company that not many people associate with AI, but they literally changed their name so that they can be associated with that. And we also know that they have been working with AI for such a long time. In fact, the godfather of machine learning was an employee in Facebook. That's literally how they got all of our data and used it against us. That being said, as a customer of Meta, yes, I spend almost $5,000 per day in Facebook and Instagram ads. I have also been investing in Meta stocks. I believe the best way to select assets for your portfolio is to first becoming a consumer of that company. After a year of being in the negative, my Meta stock is finally up in the positive. I've invested around $200,000 in Meta stocks. Last year, as the Meta stock started to drop, I started buying back in key psychological levels, and I even bought some at $100. Now we're seeing a correction. And if we compare this correction to the previous stock market behavior of Meta stocks, we can see that this time around, this is a bit of a stretch again. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bit of a pullback in the coming months. I'm not looking to add any more Meta stocks to my portfolio because, again, I've invested over $200,000 in it. But if I were, I would probably set buy limit orders at key Fibonacci retracement levels at around 263 and 229. At the time of filming, as you can see, Meta stocks seem to be reversing a little bit. Taking a look at the market sentiment, investors are not as strongly bullish on Meta as they were on Baidu. Morningstar has given Meta only 3 stars, but StockCard has marked it as fairly priced. Next up, we have Google. I have invested over $300,000 in this stock, and I'm up only 2.83%. Currently, I'm not looking to add any more Google stocks to my portfolio, again, because I've invested heavily in it already. But if I were to start investing in Google, I wouldn't mind investing at the current market price. Google's stock price is still below the all-time high levels, and it seems to have found resistance at around 129. Right over here, though, it might be in the process of forming a double top bearish reversal chart pattern. And so a break below the 115 market price could indicate further drops for Google stocks, in which case we could see a drop to around $107. So if I didn't have any Google stocks in my portfolio, I would consider purchasing at 123, 115, and 107. Here's an honorary mention. You could argue that Amazon is also an AI stock because they use AI in many other products. Amazon hasn't been doing well in the past couple of years. It is still way below the all-time high levels. So if I were to buy more Amazon stocks, I would consider setting buy limit orders at 125 and 116. Last but not least, in my top AI stock holdings, I would like to mention Tencent with the symbol TCEHY. This is a stock that is not doing really well for me, but many investors are super bullish on it. Even though Tencent has gained quite considerably in the past year, it is still way below the all-time high levels of back in 2021. It found resistance right around the $50 level, and ever since it has been forming lower highs, indicating its price could drop even lower in the coming months. So if I were to add more Tencent to my portfolio, I would consider setting buy limit orders at around $41, $38, and $34 per share. As promised, I'm going to now share some of my top electric vertical takeoff and landing stocks, also known as eVTOL. This is a very interesting area in tech, and I've been investing in some of these assets for the past few years. The reason why I'm invested in these assets, not because I know a lot about this, but it's because my husband, who's an actual rocket scientist, pointed them out to me a few years ago. First up in eVTOL, we have Joby. I'm up 70% after a year of being completely bloody on this. At the time of writing, its stock price does seem to have found resistance at around $11. And if I were to add Joby to my portfolio right now, I would probably set buy limit orders at these key Fibonacci retracement levels at 9.26, 8.18, and 7.32. If you zoom into the 4-hour chart, you'll notice that this stock is also in the process of potentially forming a double top bearish reversal chart pattern. And so in the process of its completion, it could easily hit any of these prices. In eVTOL sector, I'm also invested in Archer, also way below the all-time high levels, so, and not hugely overpriced. Buy limit orders for this include 4.5, 4, and 3.64. Last but not least, in this sector, I'm invested in Lilium, which is doing really, really poorly. Fortunately, I'm only invested $4,000 in this, and I'm down 79.95%. Clearly, I'm curious to see what the rest of the market think about this asset. And not shockingly, people are either holding or selling. Surprisingly, though, Morningstar has given Lilium 3 stars. And StockCard has marked it as undervalued. Going back to the charts, it's easy to see why. It is almost near all-time low levels. But as undervalued as this stock may seem, I will not buy more unless I do further detailed fundamental analysis on Lilium, because value investing always comes down to value, not price. I will be conducting thorough fundamental analysis on Lilium as well as other holdings on my portfolio with our InvestDiva Platinum and Million Dollar Family Accelerator members. We also share my top picks as well as all of our coaches' analysis in our monthly InvestDiva newsletter for our premium investing group, also known as PIG members. If you want to know how you can join the InvestDiva movement and all of our amazing services, check out the links in the description area. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I cannot wait to celebrate your success in the InvestDiva movement. And until next time, make your money work for you.